Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
here? You can call me Ron.
You had to throw that last one in. I do like... hold on. Adam Schefter, did we already say this? The Steelers have, quote, checked in on Jalen Ramsey, but unlikely to trade for him. Did you see that?
That was the first item on the Limitless Express, Joe.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
How disorganized are we?
Just a little bit.
Well, let's get into that, shall we? Jalen Ramsey seems to have had better days entering his age 31 season. I'm really not that interested. Although I have written and said that the secondary is a point of concern for me. I'm just not sure that this guy helps that much at this point in his career. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I wonder how much he has left in the tank just in terms of a couple of different things. He's always been I wouldn't say a physical corner, but he's taken a lot of risks.
And a lot of money tied to him.
I wonder if he can still play the same way that Jalen Ramsey has always played now that he's an older corner. How well has he adapted? Now, I thought he was fine in Miami, but do you also factor in cold weather, warm weather climates at all with Jalen Ramsey? I know he's not Tua and it's not like a quarterback, but
what?
He's primarily played in like L.A., Miami. Do you think that would be a factor with him in a potential trade? Like, would he even want to come here?
Oh, you're right. That part of it.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it says right here, Schefter said he'd like to be out west, you know? So
I don't even know
right.
Would he want to be a Steeler? Would he want to come here and would he want to change around his deal a little bit? I mean, the Steelers do have a decent amount of cap space, but is that something that he'd be flexible to want?
By the way, Aaron Rodgers on McAfee at noon today. Am I right about that?
I didn't see the exact time. I don't think he's leading off the show, but
we should have sound clips by the end.
He will be on McAfee, even if it's in the last segment. Yes, he's going to be on McAfee.
Our first two finalists have been selected. Now it's time to see who's next up on the fan. Come on out to Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg this Thursday, June 26, 7 to 9 p.m. to audition and see if you're the next host we hire on the fan. I'm going to be one of the judges out there, Limits. You'll get 2 minutes to give your best, most entertaining take, and we'll pick two winners to go on to our final audition. Don't miss your chance Thursday, June 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. For more info, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. What do you think awaits me as a judge there for that?
That's a great question. I think that there is going to be a decent amount of people. There are about 25 people that showed up to the first one that we did at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. There were some pretty good contestants out there. So,
were you a judge?
No. Well, I mean, we were all judging this basically see how everyone was doing, but it was Malzi, Crowley, and Doran that gave the most amount of input with Craig. But Callis also gave some input when he was sitting in the room. How about that?
On what?
On the takes and the 2 minutes that some of the potential hosts were giving. Callis
right.
was like, you know, I really liked your demeanor. I thought it was awesome.
So when we judge this, they come to us like it's, what's that show where the people sing?
America's Got Talent?
Yeah, they come to us
American
and
Idol.
I have to make a comment on that?
Yes. You have to comment on how they did.
Okay.
And give a suggestion. Like, Malzi always gives constructive criticism. He's like,
yeah.
He starts off with, I think you did this very well. Like, your tone was
it's
good.
It's a compliment sandwich from Malzi.
Yes,
right?
Your pacing was good. But I think you should come back again, but I also think that you should change this. or that you should be more forceful and more direct with your opinion. Some of the things that Malzie would throw
very
out
constructive
there to
you. From
yes,
Malzie.
Constructive criticism.
Sunny today with a high of Greg Lloyd, 95. It's never too hot for Malzie to golf. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. What?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's next on the Limitless Express here?
Well, Joe, the Bengals, they just continue to not be able to figure out what they're doing with Shamar Stewart, their first-round pick. They remain in an impasse as camp is approaching, and Stewart's agent, Zach Hiller, said on SiriusXM, obviously, my job and all agents' job is to protect the players. Simply put, Shamar would, of course, love for his contract to be as protective as the rest of his Bengals teammates in the past. And simply put, the way the contract currently reads is not as protective, as the issue relates to the Bengals' effort to change the language that would void future guarantees in the deal.
What? Limits, that was too much. My brain can't handle that.
So basically, the Bengals are trying to change the amount of guaranteed money that Stewart is getting.
I know.
And Stewart is not happy.
It's like
about
if they, from what I understand, if they cut previous draft picks, if they cut you, you're still guaranteed the money at some point.
Yeah.
This guy's not getting that. I'm 100% with him.
I am
what
too.
What are they doing?
And the agent's saying that there is precedent here. Let's keep the precedent. So this is just the Bengals ultimately just trying to go cheap.
It's the Bengals bangling, you know, and they got to a Super Bowl and an AFC title game, I believe it was, against Mahomes. So give them credit. They have somewhat maximized Burrow, but now they've fallen into a Paul Skeens-like rut here, maximizing him. 2 years in a row, they've missed the playoffs with Joe Burrow, including, well, the 1 year he was hurt. I'll give him a pass there. Last year, he was great. You can't miss the playoffs when you have a great young quarterback.
Well, they were so bad early, and they lost in New England early in the season. They had a couple of games that they just had no business losing, but partly their defense was just so poor. And Joe Burrow is able to overcome a lot. I know there was a big debate on the morning show earlier today. Is Joe Burrow the best quarterback in the NFL? Intern Dom thinks so. Doran had some really good points pushing back as to why it's Patrick Mahomes, but if you still have one of those guys, there's no reason why you should not be in the playoffs every single year, even if it's just as a wild card.
Who do you think is the best quarterback in the NFL?
Josh Allen. So, Josh Allen and Mahomes, but it's very close.
I agree with you.
And then
I think it's Josh Allen. I mean, my God, Burrow, 43 touchdowns. Well, what about Lamar?
Lamar fourth. For me, it's Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar. And then that fifth spot, it's what's up for grabs. Is it Jalen Hurts?
It's Jalen Hurts. It's about time people give Jalen Hurts his respect. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He went to the biggest stage in the NFL 2 out of 3 years and stared down Mahomes, and I thought outplayed him twice, by the way. I'm sorry. I don't care if some of the, you know, counting passing numbers are a little bit low. I don't care. He wins, and running is a huge part of his game. He doesn't turn the ball over. His passer rating was 103.7. And then in the biggest games, he's been really good. It's got to be Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I would give you Jalen Hurts. He has earned the respect that he deserves. I mean, for that fifth spot. I mean, there are a lot of guys that are very talented, like Jordan Love, Justin Herbert.
He's knocking on the door.
That have not proven it yet, especially in the playoffs.
Jaden Daniels is knocking on that door.
And Daniels, I think, has the best argument of anyone to be able to be in that fifth spot other than Hurts.
And I think C.J. Stroud is knocking on that door.
But Jalen Hurts is the one that ultimately got over the top
and
made it to the Super Bowl against Jaden Daniels in his own division.
And
so,
I think Bo Nix and Drake May are going to be knocking very soon.
You are
soon,
very Limits. High on Bo Nix.
Why wouldn't I be?
Do you
Limits?
Think
he
that a lot of it?
29 touchdown passes last year.
Let me ask you, how do you feel about Brock Purdy?
By the way, All 29 came in the final 15 games, I might add. Thank you very kindly.
How do you feel about Brock Purdy?
I lied. All 29 came in the final 14 games. This dude had 29 touchdowns in the last 14 games.
He didn't have a touchdown pass in his first three?
No, he didn't, Limits. He had no touchdown passes against Seattle, the Steelers, and Tampa. He was zero with four interceptions. The rest of the year, he has 29 touchdowns with eight interceptions, and all you can do is pick on him. And he also ran for 500 yards.
No, I'm not trying to pick on him. I just don't think that he's a 7, 8, 9 quarterback right now. Like it seems
like
you're putting him in
that spot. I said he's knocking on the door. You're lying.
Do you think that he's a product of Sean Payton's system?
Oh, come on. Who's not a product of a system?
I'm not claiming it. I'm asking the question.
Yes, every great quarterback is a product of a system.
You think that Josh Allen is a product of the system that they have with Joe Brady in Buffalo?
Absolutely. Josh Allen came in, and before that, it was help me out, the guy who coaches the Giants now. Dable.
Do you think Josh Daniels is a product of having Cliff Kingsbury? Like, obviously it helps.
Yes.
Obviously it helps.
Yes,
but I still think those quarterbacks would be able to overcome bad coordinators.
See, I'm not so sure about that. Josh Allen came in as a very raw prospect who had a very low completion rate, and even in his early NFL days was all over the blanking place, and they refined him.
I'm not saying
they're not the only ones who could have refined him. You think Joe Montana was a product of the Bill Walsh system?
It significantly helped.
Sure did.
Who was Terry Bradshaw's coordinator?
Terry Bradshaw had the first quarterback coach in NFL history in Babe Parilli. And then, of course, he had Chuck Knoll as his coach, browbeating him all the time, but to a good end.
Tom Brady had Josh McDaniels, who then went everywhere else and failed and flunked the Raiders, Denver.
Yeah. I just think to point out Bo Nix and say, oh, he's just the product of a system, you know, okay, who's not, is what I would say. I think Bo Nix is really good, and I think you're really underestimating him. I think he throws 40 touchdowns this year and runs for another 10. How do you like that?
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome, Limits. Anything else? Is that it? You didn't say it was the end, Limits.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.